Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yeah, Wednesday. What's up and welcome in. We're Grant and Danny. You are listening to The Fan. September 22nd, 2021. Good friend, longtime Washington football teamer, Logan Paulson on the show at 3 o'clock. We will preview the Bills matchup with him. Hello, Danny.
What do you say, buddy? I'll carry water for you today, pal. I got my co-host, Jared Koff, over here. This poor guy. You cannot shake this thing.
No.
I just feel bad. When you talk, do it in short bursts. You know how Shaq delivers every sentence? Nothing lasts longer than 2 seconds. Shaq. Boom. Deliver your bursts, I'll do the soliloquies. All right? You just get us in, and I'll wax poetic. I got a lot of thoughts.
3 months.
I know.
And counting.
It's me. I'm patient zero. I'm gold. I feel good.
I'm thinking about going to urgent care after the show today. You know, one of those little places in. The only problem is I don't want to risk getting sick by going to those places when I'm not sick. I just have a cough. I don't know what they can do and what they can't. But a couple people have suggested go in, tell them you've had a cough for months. I probably have to do one of those annoying COVID tests again.
You blame your co-host for it. Tell them who did it to you.
I recently took a COVID test.
Yep.
Not that I think I have COVID, but just as an aside, I didn't have COVID. So when you say I have a cough and I've had a cough for a while.
Everybody does a thing, yeah.
Maybe they're going to think that. I don't know. But I want them to give me like a steroid. I want them to give me something. Do something.
So it's funny. I
just want to not cough anymore.
No, I get that. And it's so frustrating because we take it for granted when you're just walking around not coughing, right? Well, you don't go, thank God I'm not coughing today. And then when you've got one, it's the most annoying thing there is. You laugh, 7-minute coughing spasm. You breathe in, coughing spasm.
You
dare talk, which is pretty important part of our little medium here, coughing spasm.
The things that make me cough the most are laughing.
Mm-hmm.
We did a lot of laughing before the show. Eating.
Oh, yeah. Eating does.
Eating. After I eat something, I can't stop coughing. Drinking. I'm pummeling waters because I have to stop coughing, but then it makes me cough more.
That makes you cough?
And then the other thing is talking.
Yeah. I think you got to do it. I understand your reservations. I get the hesitancy. I think you just got to go. And it's funny. I had...
But what are they going
to
do for
me? This is what I was going to say. I did something about an urgent care thing because I had a little like sinusy deal, right? And she was like, I'm a huge believer in Mucinex. Mucinex D, that loosens you up.
I got some of that at home.
Yeah, yeah. But you got to get the special stuff, the one behind the pharmacy counter where you get the little card, you go over there and you prove you're not going to go make meth from it, right? And I'm like, fine, I took that one. Then, like a couple months later, I was like, okay, well, I got to go to the urgent care for something. Let me just see if everything's all right. And the urgent care person's like, no, I hate Mucinex D. It does nothing. Take this Sudafed. I'm like, great. Now I've got a consensus. Oh, wait, they're the opposite things. Right? So I was like, well, I've been taking Mucinex D. Should I do that? She's like, no, that does nothing. I have no idea what does what. I'm not offering any kind of recommendation. I'm just telling you that would lead to my frustration if I was in your shoes. It feels like there's no answer.
Name some type of over-the-counter medication for a cold or sinuses or allergies. I've taken it.
You get the Tussin?
And not only that, I've taken it daily for about 3 months.
You've taken it Carson daily, and it's still not helping you.
Tom daily, and nothing. It's just nothing. So, whatever. I'll just cough forever. I've come to the realization that I'm just going to be the guy who coughs.
Grant Bickle. He sits right there. You sit right there. If you sit on that side of the room, you just cough in perpetuity.
Is Eric Bickle the guy who coughs?
Yes.
Constantly?
Yes.
Every day?
Yes.
Forever?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't want to be that guy, but I think I'm going to be that guy. EB's done well with it.
Yeah, it's now part of you.
Just too long. I've talked to a couple buddies, though, who say that they've had the same thing, where they went like the longest they've ever had, 3 months or so, they couldn't stop coughing. So misery loves company. It makes me feel a little bit better. Couple of NFL notes out of the shoot today. Number one, Tua Tagovailoa, cracked ribs, will not play Sunday against the Raiders in Las Vegas. Tua, in addition to not having played well early this season in his sophomore year, has also now gotten hurt again. That's part of the conversation with him, isn't it? He's not that big of a guy.
Has to be part of the combo.
There was some question about his durability and whether or not he'd be able to stay on the field coming off of the big hip injury at Alabama. So now he's missing a game. It's too early to completely pull the plug. I mean, there's no reason to do anything other than play him every time he's healthy all season, try to figure out what he becomes. I don't know how anyone in Miami, organizationally, in that front office, any fan in Miami, can watch the Dolphins or watch him to this point and feel like that's their quarterback of the future right now.
Hard to be confident. It's one of those things where you've got to hope that the sample you've seen isn't what it's going to be, and you can come up with reasons why it hasn't happened yet. But you've got to be really optimistic. Again, I was a fan of his coming out of school. I go, that's the kind of guy I'd make a mistake on every time. The dude that all he did was be incredibly successful at a lower level, pro-style offense, by all accounts a great dude. I would take my chances. And it doesn't look very good to this point. So you're right. They're kind of stuck here. I think 2 years now of riding this roller coaster, and the injury part has to be included in that thing, by the way. It does. Major surgery with the hip, recovery there. This was supposed to be Tua season. Hey, new offensive coordinator that's going to fit what he does. He's healthier than he was. That much further removed. Non-COVID division. We're going to be good to go. And here we are a couple weeks in, and it's not a great sample yet. Just isn't.
He also just looks tiny. I think he's probably listed at 6 foot or 6'1 or something. I'm not sure.
Left-handed Russell Wilson. That's what he looks like, that size.
He looks small to me.
Mm-hmm.
He takes big shots, but he will not play this weekend. Raiders could be a sexy pick in survivor pools. The other NFL quarterbacking news today. Justin Fields will get his first start this weekend for the Chicago Bears.
Let's go.
It's not because Matt Nagy came to his senses. It's not because the Bears' brain trust got together and said, now's the time. It's because Andy Dalton's not available. Banged up his knee this past weekend. But a 1 o'clock kick in Cleveland on Sunday, the Justin Fields era will begin for the Chicago Bears.
I feel like the entire country has that game. I was looking at one of those regional maps of who's going to get what 1 o'clock game. And that's going to be one of the most watched ones, I think. There's intrigue there, man. Fields is exciting, like it or not. Here's my hope, and I feel a little bit tiny bad for Andy Dalton, but not really. He still gets millions of dollars, and you know he'll be a clipboard holder and a very nice one to have in a lot of locker rooms. By all accounts, good teammate. You showed him. I saw a video of him when Fields was coming off the field, and Dalton was the first guy out there to meet him. He's like, that was a hell of a play, a big moment for him, right? Talking to the rookie. That's Andy Dalton's role. My hope is that Justin Fields never has to sit back down. I just want to see that. I'm just so much more curious about what he's going to do, his future, how transformative it might be for the Bears, that they might finally be one of these teams that moves out of our bucket, which we are here in Washington and have been for decades, and moves into the bucket where they actually have a quarterback. I want to see it so bad.
Bears fans are clinging to the hope that he's the guy.
Mm-hmm.
I liked some of the things I saw from him against the Bengals this weekend because he came off the bench and played a ton in that game. But he was 6 of 13. There was a drop in there. And then there were some near misses where he threw some good balls to the sideline that were just past the outstretched fingertips of receivers. But he took a terrible sack fumble.
Yep.
Made a great play to recover his own fumble. And he also threw a really bad interception. And you're going to get those types of plays with a young quarterback. And the idea is play him. Let him make those mistakes so the next time he sees that linebacker. So the next time the ball comes out faster. But Everyone who's just pretending like, oh, he's so much better than Andy Dalton right now. Well, he's actually not.
Yeah, I don't think he is right now.
The idea is hopefully he will be a lot better than Andy Dalton. And ideally, years from now, he will be a really good high-end starting quarterback in the NFL, and you just go through the growing pains as soon as possible. But I'm with you. I wouldn't sit him back down unless he's an absolute disaster, which I have a hard time believing will be the case. So those are your quarterback nuggets. Ron Rivera yesterday was talking with the media, and they were asking him about the taunting penalties around the league. Now, really, there's two reasons to ask Ron Rivera about this. The first is he's a head coach, and his team's going to have to deal with this early and often this season because these penalties are being flagged a bunch. But second, and this is more important, Rivera is on the competition committee. He and Mike Tomlin and John Mara and a bunch of other folks, I think there's 9 different executives and coaches around the league that make up that competition committee. Rivera is one of the guys that wants this and has been very vocal in saying they need to quell taunting. So he was talking with the media about this yesterday. Here's one of the things Ron Rivera had to say.
The idea behind the taunting rule is to prevent the bigger things. Okay, we've had this example where one guy taunts a guy and then the guy comes back for a little payback, and next thing you know, you got a big fight on your hands. You got guys coming from left field hitting each other, you know. And that's really what you're really, to me, I think the referees are really looking for. They're just trying to get it quieted down. And that's really what it's, I mean, you can do the celebration. They send a tape out and explain exactly what's taunting and what's not. And I think if you look at the tape and you follow that tape, then it makes sense.
It didn't make sense for me completely. I think my frustration, Danny, is I have no problem with flagging taunting if a guy is like leaning over the top of some dude who's laying on the ground and yelling at him for an extended period of time. Or like you get up, you kind of army crawl over someone, you know, like sit on their helmet or something like that. Like ridiculous things.
Sure.
Flag them. You're seeing guys like flex and scream, and they're too close to someone, so they get a flag thrown on them. There was a guy who got flagged for spinning the football because he spun it too close to the visitor sideline, when it just so happened that he caught the ball on the visitor sideline.
He should have to go to the other sideline to spin it.
He's supposed to run across the field and spin the football?
Yeah, that's what you do.
Pierre Garçon style?
I think that's pretty clear.
Rivera, the third cut there is him talking about how you can celebrate, you just can't taunt. But that's where my issue is the refs are not able in real time, it's now been proven, to figure out if it's a celebration or if it's a personal affront to the person that you're near.
I'm all for the celebration. Remember, we were the 2015 team that everybody was mad at because we were dabbing and stuff like that, taking pictures on the sideline. But, you know, so it's about you want these guys to keep their personality. You want them to be who they are because these guys are explosive players that make dynamic plays. But what we're, the intent is so that somebody doesn't do something that gets somebody to come back with a little retribution. You don't want that. You don't want, you know, somebody out for revenge. That's what we're trying to prevent. And again, you know, whether we want to or not, we are examples. Okay, we're role models. So if you're going to do something, do it within the rules.
If we were coming in Monday mornings or Tuesday, because we talk about the WFT game, and then Tuesday we start to get into the topics of the week and the weekend.
Very specific.
And we're going, Grant, these fights in football are just too much. What do we do? What do we do about this behavior? What do we do about these guys? It seems after every whistle, somebody's throwing a punch. Seems like there's a bench clearing brawl every week. What do we do? These games are marred by it. My enjoyment is being ruined by these fights. There aren't any. This is a fix to a problem that does not exist. You're basically saying, man, I hope nobody ever gets in a car accident ever at any point in time on this highway. Let's not even build the road. Let's not even have cars. The logical chain here doesn't make any sense to me. If you're basically saying, hey, we're trying to cut down on some taunting. Okay, it could be a point of emphasis slightly. I'll tell you this, though. Last year, there were 11 taunting penalties called. During the whole season, through 2 weeks, 11. We've already surpassed it. It costs the same as if a guy's blindsided and is completely vulnerable, and you concuss him, and he's out for the season. It's the same as a late hit. It's the same as picking a quarterback up and pile-driving his ass into the ground and injuring him on a legal hit. It's the same as violence. It's the same as the actual bad stuff that you really and truly, despite some protestations of older generation and kind of the hard-ass folks, you're rightfully getting out of the game. No more clotheslines. No more dirty crap. No more Chuck Cecil headbutting people. You get rid of that. good. Yes. Player health and safety. This is being treated the same as that. If you want to say, I'm going to fine a guy $5,000, I think it's dumb, but you're changing games. What's more important, changing games or the idea that one out of every 117.7 taunting moments might lead to potential fisticuffs where guys are padded up in helmets, where everyone's going to be fine? It's outrageous to me. I can't believe an otherwise smart person could sit down and honestly believe what he's saying in that clip. So, and I'm irritated about it.
Well, and that's why I'm just surprised. I get that he's defending what they did, but I really think he thinks this. I really think he believes this. And Mike Tomlin yesterday was talking about this with the Steelers media, and he said some of the same things. He said, we had to do something. You can't have fights. That's what they're scared of, by the way. That's what they're worried about.
Clearly.
I watched the documentary on Malice at the Palace. You know, you see in these other sports sometimes, these brawls, or even in college football occasionally, you see like the teams come together at the 50-yard line before the game and they're slinging helmets at each other. They're so petrified of that becoming an issue that they are making a mountain out of this molehill. I don't have a good analogy, so I'll use a bad one. It would be the equivalent of like making someone serve a year in jail because they shoplifted like a bag of peanuts or something. And when asked about, well, don't you think that's ridiculous that they're going to go to jail for a year? Someone says, well, we need to make sure people don't steal peanuts from this store anymore. And then someone goes, well, how often are people stealing peanuts? And you're like, well, they're the third person that's ever stolen peanuts. Maybe it's not that big of an issue. Maybe this person did this thing. There just aren't fights like they say there are. This was Rivera on doing this to avoid all of these fights. You can count them on one hand from the last few years.
You know, get up and do your ball drop. You know, do your dab or your dance or whatever. But don't do it towards somebody. You know, don't step over somebody and drag your leg over somebody. That's what we're trying to prevent. You can do all, I mean, guys intercept it, run all the way down to the other end zone. That's fine. Okay? Those things... You know, we're not trying to stop the players from having fun. We're just trying to make sure we don't end up with a brawl on our hands, because that's ugly. We don't want that. And this is a great sport. We got a great fan base. People enjoy watching the games, and there are some who like watching the fights. But we don't need the fights. We really don't. We don't need anybody getting hurt unnecessarily.
They're so rare. What fights?
What fights?
Courtland Finnegan, Andre Johnson.
And that wasn't about taunting. That's two guys like hit each other's guts.
Right.
Courtland Finnegan, you know. Late hits and trolling people. You want to legislate late hits? You want to legislate, you know, illegal contact? Do that. This is just such a bizarre chain of logic to me. I think somebody got into these guys' heads. This is what a potential lawsuit would look like for the sake of argument. And it's, you know, everyone loses their job and there's millions in fines and you'll get evicted from your house. And they said, oh my God, we got to do something. And they panicked.
I don't even have a problem. If you come to the decision collectively, competition committee, something needs to be done because we don't like the possibility of a fight. This all goes back to this Bears receiver, Javon Weems or Wims or whatever that guy's name was that punched the Saints DB last year when they grabbed each other's necklaces. And so they decided, okay, we need to not have anybody swing. We need to not have punches thrown in our game. And they work back from that. So I don't have a problem with that. You say this is something we're going to crack down on. You talk to players about it before the season. If you're an official, I think you get in their ear hole and say, hey, guys, you got to stop doing this. I'll flag you. But what we saw Sunday was unacceptable, which was the very celebrations Rivera says are okay being flagged occasionally.
Yeah.
Can't happen. You can't get up and just flex your muscles as you stand up because you're a couple yards away from someone and they're going to tell you you're taunting that guy. You can't spin the ball after a big catch, and because you're outside the hash mark in numbers toward the sideline, you know that's taunting the opponents because you're facing the stands in that direction. And if the officials can't handle that, then we can't crack down on this
right now. Yeah, to me, way bigger emergency than the one fight that we had last year. What you just said is a way bigger issue to me than the potential of fisticuffs.
I'd be curious to hear what you guys think on the Gambit DC listener lines. 800-636-1067. You saw all the penalties. You saw the fact that through 2 weeks worth of football now, we've had the same number of taunting calls this season as last season. Do you like that they're doing that? Is it necessary that they're cracking down or not? We'll also turn our attention to the Bills next. I want to get into what we like and don't like as a show about the matchup in Buffalo at Orchard Park this weekend. Grant and Danny on the Fan, Logan Paulson at 3.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Down for Chicago. He's good for 5. Wow. Let's check in. Oh, now we got a fight.
They are going at it. I thought they were joking, but
that's Wims, Javon Wims, and Janoris Jenkins. With C.J. Gardner-Johnson involved as well, and that was real. And that is Gardner-Johnson in the face of Anthony Miller. And then just now, Wims. Man.
Well, that's just not smart football. And he can think about it in the locker room, I guess, here shortly.
Buck and Aikman on Fox. That incident. Bears Saints last year, largely why we're going through what we are now, which is this discussion about whether or not we're worrying too much about taunting. Grant and Danny, welcome back. You're listening to The Fan. Beltway Boys Sports says, I think these NFL taunting penalties are just as bad as some of the roughing the passer penalties we see each week. A joke. As a fan watching games, sometimes the penalties that you don't want called and are unnecessary are more annoying than bad calls. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense.
Like you're watching a game and you see a roughing call.
Yes.
It's not roughing.
This is crystallized.
It's football.
I've been trying to say that in a different way for like 6 years. That's it.
It's a tackle. Chase Young hit a quarterback. He brought him to the ground. He didn't do anything illegal. He didn't do anything rough. Just played football. He got flagged for it. To me, that is a more frustrating fan experience, seeing that, than just a missed call where
you missed a pass interference. Absolutely. Or, you know, something didn't go your way. I think that's the great way to put it. That's 100% right. So, again, you heard that incident. The game still went on. Everybody was fine. The ratings are still great. We're okay here. There's an irony to this, the amount of pearl clutching that's taking place from the sport. I just tweeted this, at Fun and Danny, Grant's at Grant H. Paulson. I mean, these guys go through hell to play. Tortle shots are given out like candy. You know what I mean? Like, it's these guys are getting injections and painkiller this and that, and you rough up, bow up, and you've got to be as masculine and tough as you can be. But the idea that somebody might potentially get into a fight, and by the way, I take those guys in a fight 1,000 times over people just punching each other in like MMA events or boxing or karate or otherwise, they got helmets on to protect themselves. Those fights last for 5 seconds at most. They get broken up. Couple guys get ejected. We keep playing.
Most
we're okay.
Most of the time, nobody really swings on anyone.
Yes, we're fine. Everyone understands that if you do swing, by the way, the penalty is stiff. People get it. You've pretty much beaten that out of the sport. The idea that it might happen, and one of the things that might lead to that happen, is somebody saying something mean or celebrating the thing that you're supposed to be encouraging. It's so inconsistently applied. Nobody knows what it's like. The new catch. What's a catch? What's taunting? No one knows. If a guy has fun, that's taunting in one stadium, but it's not in the next. It makes no sense.
Somebody points out on Twitter, I hadn't thought about this, but Rivera's history. He was in Carolina when Josh Norman and Odell Beckham Jr. were going back and forth. I think Norman brought out a bat pregame or something stupid, and they went back and forth for a couple of seasons, and they really got into it one game. I don't know if that colors his concern, if that leads to him feeling like these things can escalate and get out of hand. I wouldn't have an issue. I wouldn't spend a minute talking about this on the show if they hadn't thrown flags at guys who were just enjoying playing football, which is what they did this weekend a couple times.
Yeah.
If they didn't flag guys who were celebrating accomplishment, which is what we saw. Ron Rivera said, no, that's not the point. I agree with you. That's not the point. You're not trying to do that, but that's what's happening. We saw it. Dude gets up and flexes. He gets flagged. Dude spins the ball nowhere near the feet of an opponent, too close to the sideline. Teddy's in Fairfax. What's up, Teddy?
Teddy.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say, when you're listening to Coach Rivera talk about this issue, he sounds like a politician. He doesn't even sound like he really believes what he's saying. And he's just putting in a bunch of because there's just no way that that's the reason why this rule is in place, because the guys aren't fighting. So it's not believable. And the other thing I wanted to say really quick was the amount of pressure or the standard that football players are held to, I don't understand. Maybe you guys have talked about this on the show before, but it's the most physical sport in the world. But they're still supposed to, like, kind of maintain that aggression.
Yes.
And not even provide an outlet to celebrate and just to be wild, because it's a wild sport. I don't get why they want these men, these alpha dogs, to act like, you know, pussycats. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate you.
If you go face mask to face mask with someone for more than a second or something, I got no problem with the flag. Like, if they're really worried about a fight, two guys becomes 10-10, and next thing you know, it's hard to break that up. You got assistants coming out, and you're trying to sort it all out. Like, I understand. It's just rare, and it's, to me, unnecessary in a way where the juice isn't worth the squeeze. But you can't, to his point, ask these players to get into these car wrecks with their bodies, this alpha male, mano-a-mano, modern-day gladiator sport play in and play out, and then the idea that you screamed at someone is above reproach. You know what I mean? The idea that you screamed at someone, you can't have. Charlie in Clarksburg, you're on Grant and Danny. What's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Got it.
I've been watching the NFL my whole life, and, you know, I do see some tackles where, you know, the defensive player makes that tackle, stands up, and kind of steps over the offensive guy. He stopped him for a 2 or 3 yard loss. That's great. Get back in the huddle. Why does he have to get up and step over the player? And that's a little too much sometimes, a little showmanship. I understand where the game is, and I do understand they're alpha males. They're asking them to go out there, work out all week, play the sport, and then, you know, tame it down. But, you know, I do see that sometimes.
I want to ask you this, because I'm actually with you. I don't enjoy it, for the record. Like, a guy makes a tackle 4 yards down the field and he's flexing like he invented fire. I'm with you. I don't enjoy that particularly. And I don't think you have to enjoy it or you know, like it or dislike it to understand the magnitude of a 15-yard penalty associated with it. You know what I mean? Like, I prefer other things. It doesn't mean I want to ban it from the universe. Like, I think eggplant sucks. I don't think it's a particularly good food. I don't want to make it illegal to eat and put you in jail for 10 years try a dish.
There are,
you know what I mean,
policies that I think are bad. There are things I would never do in my personal life. I don't think no one should be allowed to do them. Do you understand the difference there?
Yeah. They're doing their job. Make the tackle, go back to the huddle. You know, it used to be where they spun the ball after a great touchdown catch. Now it's a 15-yard catch, and they're spinning the ball.
But the question is,
should it be
not
penalized?
Does Charlie in Clarksburg like when a player celebrates after the catch?
Yeah, because I'm Charlie, and you and me are the same. I don't like it either.
And
but
I disagree with the two of you, for the record. This is about entertainment, and it's fun, and they're human beings, and they accomplish something cool. Having said that, it doesn't matter what we think. Do you think a 15-yard penalty should be thrown for that action?
Well, it started with the receiver giving a first down signal after a first down, which I like.
You're not answering the question. Thank you for the call.
Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate you. I understand where you're coming from, for the record. Danny wholeheartedly agrees with you. You're not getting my question, which is not, do you like it or not?
Yeah,
sounds like you don't like it. The point is, should they be penalized for it, yes or no? You wouldn't answer that question. Let's go to JR in Westminster. JR, should we be throwing these flags?
No. Some of it is taunting, absolutely, and it's warranted. But like we've all said, the most recent flags are just unnecessary and it's ridiculous. You know, if you know, we allow hockey players to go out and handle their business, and then we give them a penalty, depending on how violent.
Yeah, how severe it was. Yeah.
Severe it was, exactly like you're saying.
Do you think they'll quell this as we go on, JR? Like, do you? There's been 11 penalties through 2 weeks, right? They're clearly making a statement. Do you think in week 10 or 12, they're still going to be flagging these to the same extent?
I would hope they're not, because this is ridiculous.
Yeah, I think we all hope that. My fear is that they will be. Like, by the fact that they're already doing it now worries me. Jamie, South Riding, you're on G&D. What's up?
Exactly, Grant. The fact that they're doing it right now is ridiculous. If this continues, like you just said, hopefully it doesn't go on into the regular season further in the weeks. And what if it's in the playoffs? What if it costs the team, you know, a chance to kick a field goal because someone got up in someone's face and the ref, you know, threw the flag? And, you know, back in the day, guys could get by with stuff like this. And I know they're trying to crack down on things because they don't want things to escalate. Like you said, there's not many fights. I mean, I can't recall other than last year. The last fight, I mean, you know, Josh Norman and Odell Beckham was going at it for those couple games the Giants and Washington had a few years ago. But, you know, the Steeler game and the Brown game, that doesn't happen. That doesn't happen. So I understand what they're trying to do, but it's not really warranted.
So here's the big question. Thank you for the call.
Thanks, buddy.
Do you think, Danny, they're appeasing more people than they are annoying?
No. There's no way on this one.
When they implemented the roughing penalties the way that they do, you can't, some of the weird terminology like drive a guy into the ground or put your weight on them.
You can't land on him somehow. Explain how to do that.
So,
I don't know.
So stupid, right?
You're supposed to roll off and maybe dislocate your shoulder.
But they do all of those things in the interest of safety.
For quarterbacks, yeah.
So they don't have to answer to anybody. Like universally, a lot of us hate those rules. But there's no one that they're appealing to. That's a safety thing, or at least what they say. In this example, there are people sitting there. I think they're really old, on their rockers, doing whatever it is they're doing on Sunday, knitting or watching the game or whatever. And they're appealing to those people who say, I don't want to see these two idiots fight. These two boys here, I don't want to see them fight. Are there more of those people that are going, thank God they're flagging him for getting in that man's face, than there are people like me and you, who I imagine is their demo? Like, we're the people that consume your product. We're watching. I'm fat. I sit on my couch from noon to midnight every Sunday eating hell of a good dip. I watch everything. I got NFL Game Pass. I watched 6 games last night when my wife went to bed. Make me happy, not the old guy who might watch 20 minutes of football every Sunday. Why don't you ever care about me? Everything you do is about the old guy who watches for 7 minutes and making sure when he's talking to someone at the retirement home that he has a nice thing to say about the NFL. Who cares? Me. I'm the guy. I'm the guy buying the tickets.
Yeah.
I'm the guy at the stadium. I'm the guy buying the jacket at Christmas time. Why don't you ever care what I think?
Copy and paste that for me for the Super Bowl halftime show. That's the same argument I've been making for a decade. That's it. Take care of us at some point. Look to us and say, what would you guys like? Because here's the thing with the quarterback rule. I get that one because when my fantasy quarterback goes down, I'm ticked off. That's why they did that one. I don't know why they're doing this one. There's no upside to it.
Are they appeasing more people than they are annoying? That is my question. 800-636-1067 is the number on Grant and Danny. Plus, a baseball player did something that made the team he was playing really angry. And we're not sure that he actually did anything wrong. That's next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The idea behind the taunting rule is to prevent the bigger things. Okay, we've had this example where one guy taunts a guy and then the guy comes back for a little payback, and next thing you know, you got a big fight on your hands. You got guys coming from left field hitting each other, you know. And that's really what you're really, to me, I think the referees are really looking for. They're just trying to get it quieted down. And that's really what it's, I mean, you can do the celebration. They send a tape out and explain exactly what's taunting and what's not. And I think if you look at the tape and you follow that tape, then it makes sense.
That's Ron Rivera. We're Grant and Danny. You're listening to The Fan. Logan Paulson, 10 minutes from now, get his thoughts on the upcoming Week 3 matchup with the Buffalo Bills. Speaking of, are players doing anything wrong? Should anyone be mad about them when we talk about taunting? How about what Kevin Kiermaier did? This story in baseball is phenomenal.
I love it.
So, quick backstory. Kevin Kiermaier, amazing looking guy, by the way.
Couldn't be more handsome.
That's just as an aside. I think he has the most awesome eyes in baseball.
Grant, his eyes.
Like, I'm really jealous of his wife. That's a weird comment, but like, she just looks at those eyes all day. What a thing.
Piercing.
Anyway, he is also has an incredible body, I'm sure. Whatever. He's a great defensive outfielder for the Tampa Bay Rays. So he came across home plate, scored a run for Tampa Bay a couple nights ago against Toronto. While scoring, there was a near play at the plate. Throws come home. There's a catcher for the Blue Jays. Speaking of bodies, his body's a little bit like mine. He's like 5'8", 265 is what he's listed as, I think. Something like that. Alejandro Kirk is the dude's name. So he can't get to the ball. Weird. And it like sails by. But as he's like trying to make a play at the plate, this piece of paper falls out of his wrist guard. And as it turns out, like out of his wristband fell, you see this sheet of paper at home plate. Kevin Kiermaier just, as all in one motion, kind of standing up, puts his hand on it, picks it up, puts it in his pocket. Well, it turns out it was the Blue Jays scouting reports for all of the Rays hitters. So the Rays then knew how the Blue Jays wanted to pitch everybody and what their perceived weaknesses were and how Toronto was going to attack them in the coming at-bats and games in the series. The Blue Jays are irate about this. so mad at him. They think he violated some rule. They think what he did was Bush League. I have no problem with it. This thing fell on the ground. He picked it up. I don't see what he did wrong. But the Blue Jays disagree. They think
they're
he is
mad.
A big jerk and enemy of the state number one.
This is not the Astros. This is not the dark arts. This is not banging on a trash can. This is not espionage. You dropped it. If it's important, don't drop it. This is not some sort
of... Or don't have it on the field.
Well, yeah. I mean, by the way, and this at the risk of a little back in my days, because we're already sitting here talking about taunting and stuff like that, but the pitcher and the catcher had to actually talk to coaches and go through a scouting report and remember it.
Yeah, it had to be memorized. There was no outfielder 30 years ago was taking out a little card to tell him where to line up.
You had a coach who would wave and point, and you just did it. Or you went to the part where the grass didn't grow real well because everyone stood there. That's how I learned how to play the outfield. Where do I stand? Well, there's a patch of grass that's really dry and beaten up. Stand where everyone else does, idiot. But anyway, nothing wrong. Kevin Kiermaier should get zero punishment. Now he's going to get a 96-mile-an-hour fastball to the ribs for his effort, probably, because I'm sure that's the right tool. Oh, I'm so annoyed about it.
Well, there's so many good stories we could tell. Maybe we can get back into this later. Darius, let's make this one of our 5 at 5 today so we can revisit this, because I wanted to tell a couple stories about coaches who think about this kind of thing. I remember Mike Leach, who's one of my favorites, once like faked the first 15 script and let it blow in the wind over to the other sideline so they thought they knew his plays and he didn't actually run those plays. Logan Paulson next on G&D.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.